However, let me cross over to Ed Corrigan. He joins us via Skype from Ontario. He's an international human rights lawyer. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, I don't know if you heard most of this testimony by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, but it seems that the senators are trying to dig for something. What did you make of it?
Well, I think that Jeff Sessions is, first of all, he's legally trained. He's, very good at testifying and giving, evasive answers and not directly answering the questions. My view is he's already been, it's been documented twice that he's lied under oath. So in my mind, his credibility is lacking. And in fact, I would say that Senator Sessions is totally unsuitable as to be head of the Justice Department, not only for lying under oath, but also because of his racist views, which Martin Luther King's wife had, in the past has brought them up. So, that is a serious question. But in terms of what's going on with this whole Russia investigation, I really think it's a distraction, okay? The fact that senior people in the Trump campaign were talking to Russians or Russians were talking to the president-elect's campaign, I'm sure they were talking to Hillary Clinton's campaign, even though she was taking a much harder position on Russia and wanted almost to, I think, precipitate a war with that country because of her policies. So they're doing their job, but I don't think there's any collusion. The hypocrisy is that the United States has militarily intervened, has the CIA has organized coups, assassinations, and I believe that they've interfered in over 80 countries around the world. And that may be a low estimate. These are the ones that we know about. And it comes from an invasion. The assistant secretary to the American ambassador to the European Union was caught on radio, on the cell phone, saying that she had, that the United States had spent $5 billion to effect regime change in Ukraine. And even though they say, oh, it was a coup, it was a Russian invasion or something, in fact, it was a coup that overthrew a democratically elected government. And, and this is, something that the Americans have done many times. And so the hypocrisy, first of all, is one issue. But there are a lot more serious issues here. Steve Lenman says that this is a distraction or this is a diversion, and I agree with him. If they were to really look at collusion and interference, the Israeli government is one that has, interfered in American elections and using their allies and their funding and their various PACs and stuff, probably 1,000 times more than what Russia has done. Yet there's no investigation of that. And there is real proof. In fact, it's interesting that they wouldn't, the American military and security establishment did not want the release of the agent that stole thousands of stuff. But part of the documentation that he stole for Israel was the United States war plan for any war with Russia, okay? And what the Israelis did is they traded that information to Russia and for the release of Russian Jews to go to Israel, all right? So this is a monumental thing, and this is why the Americans did not want to release him. Now he's been released. Obama released him. He's gone to Israel. He's a hero in Israel. But to steal, actually thousands, if not maybe tens of thousands of documents, but of the highest order, and then giving that information and trading it to Israel, that should be a massive scandal that is investigated instead of sort of swept under the rug and not dealt with. So, you've got this tiny little suspicion that Russia may have been involved. There's lots of evidence that people were interfering in the election and the Diebold machines with the proper technology and the skills, you could change the results and interfere. And there is multiple lawsuits and cases where there's a belief that people violated those and changed the vote totals, which resulted in George Bush winning the election over Al Gore.
Right.
And then
Mr.
also
Corrigan,
later
let me just jump in. There are lots of hypocrisy to go around. However, at the same time, when it comes to this probe particularly, is it going to continue to haunt Trump further?
Well, Trump, people in the Trump administration have lied multiple times covering up their ties and meetings. Sessions met with Russian officials at least twice. He lied about that under oath. He should be in prison for, okay? The general also met with Russians and was hired by Russians and hired by Turkey. He kept all that information secret and, again, lied under oath. And this is very serious when somebody's getting, you know, millions of dollars to act as a secret lobbyist for Turkey, for example, and then withhold that information. This is again, an offense that you or I would be put in jail for if we did the same thing in the United States. But you have, I really don't believe that the Russians interfere. It's very rare that they interfere in elections. I would actually say they do a little bit, but only in their immediate sphere of influence. You know, if you're talking about, you know, well, the Ukraine, the Americans had got away with it and created a coup. And then, of course, you have the people in Crimea that want to reunite with Russia and, of course, not be treated because there's a Russian majority there and have all the negative consequences from Kiev, which is, you know, dominated by right-wing Ukrainian nationalists. And many of them had ties actually to organizations that were linked to Nazi Germany in the Second World War. So you got lots of stuff going on. And this is like a tempest in a teapot, from my view. But it's a big distraction. Everybody's made Russia into a big boogeyman. And they're harnessing this sort of propaganda campaign against Russia to damage Trump. And there is lots of heat there. Like Trump's son wants to set up a secret back channel with Russia before. And I believe he withheld that information and it only came out later. Like, that is serious stuff.
Right.
And the Senate should have that information, maybe in a closed session, but there's multiple, you know, lots of little fires and smoke that's going on, and Session is implicated, the general who was fired. And now Trump is talking about firing the new special prosecutor who's investigating this issue. You know, that's not a sign of somebody being a despot and maybe even crazy. You know, this is very, very serious. And people are saying, oh, you can't do that, and he doesn't even have the power to fire Robert Mueller. Who's the special prosecutor, and it's got to be done through the Justice Department. You know, Trump thinks, again, I've said this before, he thinks he's sort of the chief executive officer of a corporation, and he can just do whatever he wants, has no accountability, and quite frankly, I would say he has no concept whatsoever what democracy is and division of powers and the rule of the Supreme Court, which overthrew they've upheld the ban on his ban on Muslims. Just
okay, I'm going to have to stop you there. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. That's Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer, joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.